This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is The Pulse with Ali Johan and Othniel Ting tonight. You just heard earlier Future Islands, our exclusive interview with the band members Sam and Mike, talking about their latest album, album number 6, As Long As You Are. You can check it out on streaming platforms. Now, for the next story, I know it's just been 2 weeks into Ramadan, but if you've been out grocery shopping, you will have heard hypermarkets and malls already blasting out Hari Raya tunes, actually. Of course, this sets the mood for the upcoming festivities, and there's usually plenty of money to be made selling Raya stuff. Interior decor departments having sales, you know, pots and pans departments, the kuih muih, and all the things related to celebrating Hari Raya Aidilfitri is now pretty much in full throttle. And this is all despite the big possibility that this year's Raya will be much like last year's due to our current situation with the pandemic. So the Raya tunes have been banging, which is also not exactly unusual. You know, these things, they start really early in Ramadan. Most of the time, these old classics are played at the start of the month. We already hear Raya songs.
Sometimes even before the month.
Right? So you know that with, you know, most people are playing them to get in the mood for Hari Raya. But for me, it still begs the questions lah. The songs are mainly old songs. Have they stopped making new Raya songs, actually?
That's a genuine question, I feel. I also realised that the bulk of festivity songs for Raya are about 20 years old or more. There are classics like P. Ramlee's Dendang Perantau that was originally released in the late 60s. You know, you got Sudirman's Balik Kampung, of course, from 1984. Siti Nurhaliza's tunes were from the late 90s, just to name a few.
Yeah, but actually, year on year, Malaysian musicians have been producing new and modern takes on Hari Raya songs. But why aren't they as big, as huge, as popular like the rest of the Raya staples of the yesteryears is a question.
It's really hard to outdo the classics. I think even looking at Christmas, the one that's considered a modern classic is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, but even that was released in 94.
There you go.
Yeah, so even Yuna has a Raya song, No Saleh, Hujan, they all have Raya songs. Many other rock bands, indie bands, pop bands, they've all given a go at writing a Raya tune. But really, how many new and modern Raya tunes do we actually listen to? Do tell us what's your favourite Hari Raya song and why. We put up that question on our Instagram page in the afternoon. And it's still up there, so you can join in on the fun and tell us what's your favourite Hari Raya song and why.
And talking about new Hari Raya tunes, we have on the line tonight two frontmen of today's independent Malay rock bands, Ilham and Iqbal from Pita Hati and Iqbal M respectively. So since they've written these fresh tunes, I want to know if there's a standard way that goes into the composition of Hari Raya song. So we're also going to find out a bit more about their new Raya tunes. Pita Hati's putting out Purnama Lebaran, and Iqbal M's going to be releasing Kita Mesti Jumpa. They are Hari Raya tunes set to release in these coming weeks leading up to the holidays. Iqbal and Ilham, thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
Hello, hi.
Talk to me about the Hari Raya songs that you have produced. What's the story behind Purnama Lebaran?
Purnama mengambau, bunga tercemar.
Okay, Purnama Lebaran ni, it's our take lah on the Hari Raya lah. Mungkin dia, it's not a typical Hari Raya song lah. Macam kebiasaannya kalau kita dengar lagu Raya kan, dia akan menceritakan tentang suasana Hari Raya tu sendiri ataupun feeling waktu Hari Raya tu. Ada yang sedih dan ada yang happy. Jadi dia macam-macam. Tapi ini kita try lah. We try to like dive into the real meaning of Aidilfitri tu. We try lah. Tak tahulah sampai ke tak kan. Tapi itulah. Itu dia punya tujuan dia lah yang kita buat. Purnama Lebaran tentang maksud Aidilfitri itu sendiri.
And Iqbal M produced this new track, Kita Mesti Jumpa. What's the story with that one, Iqbal?
So, dia lagu Raya ni jadi 3 tahun lepas. So, sebenarnya saya memang sebenarnya antara, walaupun saya buat lagu tapi saya tak pernah pun rasa untuk nak kena buat lagu Raya. Sebab macam susah apa benda semua tu lah kan. Sebab lagu tu bermusim apa semua, untuk saya rasa susah. Tapi Raya 3 tahun lepas, masa tu 2-3 hari sebelum Raya, so tengah live IG. So, lepas tu orang tanya lah, Iqbal M tak nak keluar lagu Raya ke apa benda semua. So, terus dia ambil gitar, spontan main. So, dapat itu verse-verse tu spontan. So, itu yang keluar lagu Raya ni. So, Kita Mesti Jumpa tu adalah harapan untuk kita nak jumpa balik orang sebabkan COVID tu lah. Sebabkan untuk situasi sekarang ni sebab COVID tu lah.
In writing lagu raya, are there tropes ataupun typical themes that should be in a raya song?
Untuk saya ada. Untuk saya kena ada. Untuk kena ada yang stem yang memang orang dah dengar bunyi macam ni dah ada lah. Orang dah tahu dah lagu raya. Saya rasa benda tu kena ada sebab itu mood tu dia dekat situ lah kan. So macam dia macam ibarat macam kalau metal tak ada jijijen. So dia macam rasa tak ni lah. So sama juga. Saya rasa untuk raya sebab tambah lagu tu lagu festival kan. So dia dah ada orang dah ada satu pandangan yang macam oh kena ada benda-benda macam ni. Tak kisahlah untuk version sedihnya ke ataupun untuk happy-happy ni. Saya rasa memang kena ada. Dia punya benda yang memang nampakkan raya tu lah kena ada.
What about lyrics?
Dia okay lah. Macam apa yang kita cuba buat kan, in Purnama Lebaran. We try to elakkan perkataan raya tu. Kan? We try lah. Try tu. So supaya orang rasa raya. Betul lah, aku pun setuju dengan Iqbal. But untuk aku, from the melody side of it, memang dia perlu ada certain feel yang buat kita rasa mungkin nostalgic ke apa tu, kan, terkenang kampung ke apa. Dia mesti ada rasa tu lah, rasa hari raya tu. But daripada lirik sebenarnya, dia tak perlu sebut pun hari raya. Contoh macam, ada je lagu-lagu
balik kampung,
macam dulu.
Balik kampung tak ada sebut
hari raya. Balik kampung. Balik kampung tak ada sebut pun hari raya. Ataupun lagu-lagu SG Bang, apa lagu yang sedih dia tu. Itu pun sebenarnya tak ada sangat. Tapi lagu tu orang terus automatic macam register tu lagu hari raya. The feel time raya tu. Orang-orang yang kerja KL tapi kampung di Kelantan ke apa tu, terus kalau dengar lagu tu automatic sedih kan.
Most old school raya songs they tend to be sad. They ada that melancholy going on. But both of your tunes this time sound pretty upbeat. They're optimistic sikit and generally more chill lah. Considering this year punya raya ni, most likely kita still cannot balik kampung. I mean, you know, depending on COVID numbers, but it doesn't seem likely. What is your opinion on sad raya songs?
Pendapat aku kalau sad raya songs ni, perlu ada semua, any emotion kan, perlu ada dalam lagu raya ni. Sebab semua orang punya hari raya kan berbeza-beza kan, mengikut kehidupan masing-masing. Nah, jadi untuk aku, hari raya ni dia memang perlu untuk semua orang lah. Aku tak kisah apa perasaan dia waktu tu kan. Mau sedih, mau pun gembira kan. Sebab tu kalau dengar tahun ni, kurang lagu balik kampung keluar sebab tak boleh balik kampung.
Kan? Does that melancholy really represent modern day Malaysia punya hari raya celebration?
Tak juga. Macam dulu pun sebenarnya kebanyakan lagu, most of the raya songs pun sebenarnya semua happy. Tapi the popular ones banyak juga yang macam sedih kan. Dengar sedih kan. Lagu Black Dog Bone kan. Lagu rock pun tapi sedih kan.
Ya, yeah. Iqbal, what do you think the sadder songs, the more melancholic ones lebih tangkap lah?
Mungkin lagu kalau sedih-sedih tu lagu yang orang akan ambil serius sikit tu. Nak berbanding lagu happy. Lagu happy macam orang suka je, tapi orang tak ada. Sebab bila yang sedih tu yang macam orang boleh nangis, so dia akan rasa macam, sedih gila aku dengar lagu ni apa semua. Bila lagu happy, orang takkan rasa macam tu. Padahal dia happy, bestnya lagu ni. Tapi perasaan tu akan kat situ je macam dah happy. Tapi bila yang lagu yang boleh buat dia nangis ke apa, terkenang apa benda, lagu-lagu macam tu yang selalunya lagi tangkap. Saya rasa memang taste orang kita memang dah macam tu kan. Macam dia memang kita suka lagu-lagu yang macam, benda semua kan.
Suka feeling dia,
lagu-lagu yang memang feeling lebih-lebih apa benda semua. So mungkin itu yang membuatkan saya rasa lagu-lagu macam tu lagi jadi dekat dengan orang. Padahal sebenarnya lagu happy pun sedap je apa semua. Tinggal saya rasa benda happy jarang orang nak cerita. Orang selalu nak cerita benda-benda yang bila dia sakit, benda dia sting. So saya rasa konsep dia macam tu lah. Sebab tu lagu-lagu yang macam tu mungkin lagi macam terkesan dekat orang lah saya rasa.
Thank you, Ilham and Iqbal, vocalists for Pita Hati and Iqbal M, respectively. joining us to shed some light on their modern take to a classic Hari Raya song.
Do check out Pita Hati's Purnama Lebaran, set to drop tomorrow on all streaming platforms. There'll be a lyric video up on YouTube as well. And also look out for Iqbal M's Kita Mesti Jumpa, their Raya song in times of COVID, that should be out on streaming platforms leading up to Hari Raya holidays.
So we're going to have a look at what you have told us tonight, your favourite Hari Raya tunes and why. Thank you so much for participating, and we really appreciate you telling us which songs that you like.
Yeah, we've got lots of messages. Maybe I'll start with this one. Sinu Hatu says, Setahun Sekali by Amy Mastura. It's lively, grooving, and yet it has messages.
Amy Mastura is from 1995. And also Fatiha Jalil says, Fazida Jonet's Aidil Fitri, that's a classic. Also, Dato' Siti Nurhaliza's Sesuci Lebaran.
Of course, gotta have that.
Right? P. Ramlee's Dendang Perantau is there again. Saloma is being mentioned.
Yeah, there's also Salam Aidil Fitri Ayah Bonda Hujan featuring Raihan because of the meaningful lyrics. This is by Zadira FX. We've been asking you what's your favourite Hari Raya song. It's still up on our Instagram story, so you can join in on the conversation as well. Let us know which is your favourite Hari Raya song and why.
Yeah, and it seems like many of us tonight are still into the classic stuff.
Besides that one Hujan featuring Raihan.
Yeah, but you really can't blame our listeners. There's no school like the old school, right? So we're going to go into a classic Raya song just to get us in the mood for the holidays coming up soon. But here's P. Ramlee with Dendang Perantau. The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.